The finalists have been selected from Budapest, Istanbul, Serbia, and then someone as nearby as Toronto, Canada.
Right, right.
Tell us how this event has grown and changed over the last few years.
Well, when we started it, we really didn't know what it would be like. We didn't know what kind of artists it would attract. But from the beginning, I have to say, the level was astonishing. And we've been able to make it more and more interesting for the people who come here. We treat them as guest artists, and that's very important to us, that we treat them as visiting guests rather than as competitors. And what we find is that many of them, most of them, are coming to the U.S. for the first time. This is their first entry into the United States. So how they are welcomed in Buffalo has a lasting impact on how they feel about our country. And to a person, everyone who has come here has been just overwhelmed by the warmth, by the welcome, by the wonderful treatment that they've had here, and by the fact that they're celebrated as artists and treated that way. And it fosters a sense of camaraderie among them, which I like, rather than having people who are really competing. And of course they are competing, but they're competing in an atmosphere of mutual support. Everyone wants to win, but they often leave here having made new friends of the guitarists that they've met.
These semi-finalists are already well distinguished in their music.
They are. I mean, these are artists who are playing in their countries on a very high level. Some of them have CDs. They all are professional musicians, and again, any one of them is comfortable on the concert stage in front of an orchestra. So I think the judges have a tough job, you know, trying to pick the final three, and then of course from those three are every year have been superb, truly superb. And that last night is really kind of hair-raising because everyone has their favorite, and the audience votes, of course, and the orchestra votes, and the judges have, you know, their vote, and it's a thrilling event. But the quality of the music, the musicianship, is so high.
And what is it about their different styles when they're selected that makes this so unique? Can you tell us and pinpoint what that is?
Well, they are very different because they come from, in every case, they've come from widely different places. And their training has been different, and they're all superb technically, but they've been trained in slightly different ways. Some are a little bit more used to being in front of an orchestra. Some, it's the first time. Some are very rhythmic. Some would like a little bit more of a chance to be expressive. It's a lot to do with their personality, and that's my role. That's the role that I love, because these final three, I have to give them the very best support the orchestra and I can give them, and we have to come to know them right away in our couple of rehearsals with them. We have to know what they need, how we can provide the best frame for them, how we can help them shine. I mean, that's our job. And every time we've had these people give three spectacular performances, and I always say I'm so glad that I don't have to choose, because it's very hard. They're all so excellent.
What is it about the guitar sound that distinguishes it perhaps from other instruments?
Oh, it's a very, well, you know, as a guitarist, I have a tremendous love for the instrument. But the guitar is a very nuanced and subtle instrument, capable of an incredible variety of timbres, of sounds, of colors, of subtlety within a range that can be quite astonishing. So to take advantage of all of that nuance that the player brings, and of course everything is created by your fingers touching the string. There's not anything in the middle. There's no bow. It's actually the flesh of your fingers touching the string. And that, to me, is very wonderful, and it creates an intimacy and a very personal interpretation of the sound of a guitar.
And as you said, you are a guitarist yourself, so what would your best advice be to those that are competing in this event?
Well, to think of it as a musical experience and not as a competition, to think about making music with the Buffalo Philharmonic, because that's what we're thinking about. We love to make music with them. We love to accompany them. And while we're playing with them, we're not thinking of who is going to win. We're simply thinking of creating the best accompaniment for the Rodrigo Concerto or the Castruovo Tedesco Concerto or the Roberto Sierra Concerto. We just want to play as beautifully as possible for them. And that gives us a great sense of joy in the middle of what can be a kind of experience fraught with a little bit of drama, too, you know, because of the competition.
Joanne Valletta, talking about your International Guitar Concerto competition. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you, Eileen.